Schrödinger must have been surprised when he read the letter dated 17th of June that arrived from Einstein. "From the point of view of principles," he wrote, "I absolutely do not believe in a statistical basis for physics in the sense of quantum mechanics, despite the singular success of the formalism of which I am well aware." This Schrödinger already knew, but Einstein declared, "This epistemology-soaked orgy ought to come to an end." Even as he wrote the words, Einstein knew how he sounded. "No doubt, however, you smile at me and think that after all, many a young heretic turns into an old fanatic, and many a young revolutionary becomes an old reactionary." Their letters had crossed in the post. 2 days after having written his, Einstein received Schrödinger's on the EPR paper and replied immediately. "What I really intended has not come across very well," Einstein explained. "On the contrary, the main point was, so to speak, buried by erudition." The EPR paper written by Podolsky lacked the clarity and style that characterized Einstein's published work in German. He was unhappy that the fundamental role of separability, that the state of one object cannot depend upon the kind of measurement made on another spatially separated object, had been obscured in the paper. Einstein wanted the separation principle to be an explicit feature of the EPR argument, and not, as it appeared on the last page, as some sort of afterthought. He wanted to draw out the incompatibility of separability and the completeness of quantum mechanics. Both could not be true. "The actual difficulty lies in the fact that physics is a kind of metaphysics," he told Schrödinger. "Physics describes reality. We know it only through its physical description." Physics was nothing less than a description of reality, but that description, Einstein wrote, can be complete or incomplete. He attempted to illustrate what he meant by asking Schrödinger to imagine two closed boxes, one of which contains a ball. Opening the lid of a box and looking inside is making an observation. Prior to looking inside the first box, the probability that it contains the ball is one-half. In other words, there is a 50% chance that the ball is inside the box. After the box is opened, there is either a probability of 1, the ball is in the box, or 0, the ball is not in the box. "But," says Einstein, "in reality the ball was always in one of the two boxes, so," he asks, "is the statement, the probability is half that the ball is in the first box, a complete description of reality? If no, then a complete description would be, the ball is or is not in the first box. If before the box is open is deemed to be a complete description, then such a description would be, the ball is not in one of the two boxes. The ball's existence in a definite box occurs only when one of the boxes is opened." In this way arises the statistical character of the world of experience, or its empirical systems of laws, concluded Einstein. So he poses the question, is the state before the box is opened completely described by the probability one-half